This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
8:31, County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer with us. Dr. Bob, can't believe it's been just over 2 years that we've been dealing with this COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, it does seem like a very long 2 years, but I think there's bright weather ahead.
I remember it was just a couple of weeks, maybe a little bit more, when you contacted me ahead of the pandemic starting, saying that you wanted to come in and talk about some things that you were monitoring in China. And I remember that interview very exactly. And I remember after you left, I just thought, what on earth? But it's in China. It's not going to impact us.
Right. I think we saw what was happening in China in January, and we had our first talk about this at the end of January in 2020. And I think at that time, we were worried that it could spread from China to the rest of the world.
Wow. Well, looking at the transition now, the county putting out its final COVID-19 weekly report yesterday, and Tamara Howell, who authors a lot of the information that's been coming out, also sent over the very first report from March of 2020, that March 8th, that very first day when there was this first case of COVID-19 in Douglas County. What do you remember about that day?
Well, our very first cases did come from overseas, so our very first cases were among travelers who were in Asia who came back to the U.S. and brought some of our first cases here. The sad part is that some of those people who are early cases are still having symptoms.
Wow. Well, I remember that day, that was a Sunday, and the word got out to me mid-morning. You ended up in Salem for a very brief appearance in the governor's press conference, and then it began, and here we are kind of shifting into a new phase now. Let's talk about the county data from the past week in this last report. What are you seeing?
Well, our numbers are quite low. We only had 112 cases in the last week, which brings us to a level that we've not been at since July of 2021.
Wow. And what are we seeing, too, in terms of hospitalizations?
So hospitalizations are down. At this point, many of the people in hospital are in the hospital for another reason and test positive for COVID. But we're not seeing a lot of new acute cases, which is really a good thing.
So I've been getting asked this in the last week or so. Where do we have to be at in Douglas County to really safely feel like we're in the endemic stage of all this?
Well, endemic is a term of art in epidemiology, and we're not going to be there for a while, but we are going to be at a point where this is not going to be a major health threat. So I think we're already, probably by the end of this month, going to be at a time where it's not a major health threat.
And obviously, this weekend, a change in the state mask mandate for schools and indoor settings, so another shift there.
Yes. And so I think it's very appropriate at this point that we get rid of the mask mandates as of this weekend. We're also going to be decreasing the amount of contact tracing and case investigation that we're doing. We'll still be around and we'll be monitoring for new variants because that obviously could change things. And we're still here to help people who do get infected.
Yeah. And talk about new things that are being learned about the virus.
Well, I think that some of the new things this week that we've learned is that it's still contagious. For 6 or 8 days. So we've shortened isolation to 5 days, but we really want people who are positive to wear a mask for the next 5 days or just stay home for at least 8 days after exposure. The other things that we're learning is that the antiviral meds work very well. So the Paxlovid, which is available here in our county, is an oral antiviral med that can be given soon after infection and decreases the risk of hospitalization by 90%.
And mention, you kind of touched on this, but talk more about what Douglas Public Health Network is going to be doing from this point forward.
So Douglas Public Health Network not only works on infectious diseases, but we work on emergency preparedness, tobacco prevention, reproductive health issues. We know that during the pandemic that many chronic issues did not get addressed, so we're going to have an increased focus there. And we know that sexually transmitted infections were not tested for very much during the pandemic, and we think there's a reservoir of sexually transmitted infections out there that we're going to be attacking.
let's look nationally at COVID-19. Are we still seeing this aspect where here in Douglas County or rural Oregon, we're about 3 weeks kind of behind the East Coast data?
Yeah, 2 or 3 weeks behind. And that's because we don't have an international airport or as many people coming from outside as other areas. So I expect we're going to continue to fall over the next 2 or 3 weeks. Probably not get to zero, but I think we'll get down to about a 10 or 12 cases a day.
And what about internationally? Are there some hotspots right now?
There are some hotspots. The hotspots are in the areas that did not have much COVID before. So South Korea, New Zealand, Australia, Hong Kong, which has had very, very little disease, are now having a bunch of cases. But because they have a high vaccination rate and are otherwise well prepared, they're not seeing lots of hospitalizations and very few deaths.
And what should people do kind of from this point forward in terms of just making sure they're keeping themselves safe? What about, you know, large crowds, things like that?
So it all depends upon your risk tolerance. I think for most young and healthy people, they can probably return nearly to normal activities. The one thing that we're asking is that people who are sick, really, they should stay home. We have seen so many of these outbreaks spread by somebody who thinks it's, oh, just allergies, and is coughing and sneezing and goes to work or goes to a party and gives it to many others. So other than stay home if you're sick, for young people, it's probably going to not make a big difference. However, there are going to be some people with weakened immune systems or older people who may continue to use masks. I think if people continue to use masks, the rest of us need to be very kind to them because they're doing this to protect their health. But I think life is going to get pretty much back to normal within the next 8 weeks.
All right. County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer will end on that note. Dr. Bob, thanks for being on.
And thank you for having me.
8:38 Morning Conversation, News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.